Coming up next, more of your calls as we continue to talk about the Pan Am Games and the decision announced by the federal government to freeze funds for international sports events. We'll also, when we return, talk with London's most outstanding opponent of these games, London businessman Mark Emery. We go to the live line now here on the hotline to speak with London businessman Mark Emery, who's been not only very vocal in his opposition to tax-funded Pan Am Games, but also in his activities as well. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Wayne.
What's your reaction when you heard the news from the federal government a day or two ago?
I was surprised, Wayne, but we were asking for this. What the media failed to cover for the most part is that Londoners wanted this policy. We had lobbied Mr. Jelinek, all our supporters. We'd sent him over 500 cards and letters.
Now, he's the sports minister federally.
Right. Okay. And we asked for the policy that would say no to these kind of international extravaganzas, and we were very pleased he applied this across the country for a five-year period of time. I hope it goes on forever.
Are you taking the credit for this?
Yes. We've worked just as hard as the bid committee, and everybody's been crying crocodile tears, oh, and they work so hard, this, and this. Well, meanwhile, the taxpayers have been working hard on this, too. We've been trying to protect our fine city here from these kind of ravages of these extravaganzas. And, I mean, I think they deserve a lot of credit because there's at least 500 individuals out there who sent notes and cards to Mr. Jelinek indicating their concern. And I think they deserve a lot of credit, too. And we were effective. We got what we wanted.
But do you think that the members of the bid committee were not concerned about the community and that this would be a good thing for the community? I mean, weren't their motives very noble and very worthy?
Oh, there's a famous phrase for that, Wayne. The road to hell is paved with many good intentions, and I think this would be the finest example of that kind of thinking. No, I don't really think. I think there were a lot of vested interests there. People that wanted facilities, but they didn't want to pay for them. I think we had business. I think all of those people who are so interested in having $100 million of your and my money spent for this project wanted it because they knew they couldn't fly if it was run privately. They saw a handout and they went for it. And I, you know, that sounds blunt, but look what's happening now. Now that the federal government's not kicking in, it's not the Pan Am Games they want. They want the Commonwealth Games.
Well, that is one of the options that's being considered.
But what we're looking at,
whether to say this is definitely what they're going to go for, we don't know yet.
Well, what that tells me, Wayne, is they don't so much want the games as they want a big handout. They want it easy. They don't want to have to work for it. They want it all.
I don't know about this not having to work. I think the committee did work long, hard hours on this whole project for the past 2 years. I don't think it's fair to say that they didn't want to work for it.
Wayne, I've got to say, I've worked 8 months not to oppose the game. I've worked to protect the taxpayers' right to have essential services. This isn't an essential services. The committee never wanted our consent. They thought it was beneath them to go to the citizens of London and say, listen, you know, we'd like you to help. Why don't, you know, we won't take it from tax money. We'll ask you voluntarily. They never even thought of that. That was always said to be an impossible dream. No, we can't ask for corporate sponsorships or we can't ask for voluntary donations. It's just not possible, they would say. They wanted to get the government money, our money.
I sense a little gloating.
Well, I must admit, I've spent $8,000 of my own money, 4 days a week, 8 months of the last year, and nobody would cry crocodile tears for me if the games came to London. Nobody would say, oh, Mark Emery worked a year, and he didn't manage to stop taxes for the games. So now that we've managed to do it, I don't mind saying that I'm pretty pleased.
Will you continue your opposition if they try for the Commonwealth Games?
I'm going one better. I'm offering to help them out, give them $1,000 if they say no to taxes and say, listen, let's raise the money.
Where are you going to get $37 million in this area?
Okay, there's the big false assumption that we need $98 million to hold these games. We only...
No, so we're talking 36 now because that's what the federal government won't be giving.
If you took away all the tax financing, the cost of these games should only be $35 to $40 million, and that's just to run them. We don't need new big stadiums. We've already got one, a few additions, and it'll be fine. We don't need an aquatic center. We've got those in this region, and it should be a regional type of thing. London is not big enough alone to bring the Pan Am Games, but when you take in the neighborhood, the community surrounding London, then we become big enough to have those pools. We have pools in Woodstock that are 50 meters in Tilsonburg. We have baseball diamonds of a professional quality in St. Thomas. It can be done. We don't need to build new white elephants.
But you say we don't. We don't? Who are we? Mark Emery and company?
No, the man paying those bills out there, the woman paying those bills, they don't need these facilities. Some elite athletes need them. Let them raise the money for their facilities. And if they can do that, great. It didn't impose an obligation on us. What I'm saying is that if people want to bring the games, let's see the cash from those people. And I'm saying, okay, my business might benefit, so I'm willing to put up $1,000, and I'm willing to help out extensively. But city government taxes are not for these kind of things. It's for essential services. That's what we expect. That's the things that are going to be in danger over the next 10 years. Let's look at that with our tax money.
Mark, thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye. On the live line, Mark Emery. We'll hear more from you at 433-3121.